from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, who they call the law firm? I feel like that was fun. I thought for a second.
Come on, you like that.
I started laughing because I thought you said A.C. Slater for a second.
No.
I was like, A.C. Slater, Bayside High? He did everything. His jerseys go off the crazy. You ever see somebody wearing a Bayside High jersey,
oh,
too?
Yeah.
And the number fours?
But you got to show off the abs.
You got to
show
off. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
And he wore like the see-through mesh one with no shirt underneath
no
it.
No shirt at all. Dude, he looks the same.
Yeah, identical. He doesn't age.
He doesn't age. All right, we got Baldy. He's live from Jets camp. Brian Baldinger joins us every single week, of course, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it the time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? I want to start the conversation off with this, Baldy. Yeah, first get our open in here because it don't sound right. It don't get the open. All right, Baldy, you love physicality, you love sharks, and I'm going to play this speech for you real quick, and I want to know what it means to you when you hear this, because this guy, for the second straight year, somehow, some way, set the tone for the entire season. I'm going to let Fred Warner take it away.
Bring it tight. I need dogs. Hey, laser focus. Laser focus. Four quarters. Execution. Y'all know we're in business. I'm whooping my ass.
Uh-huh.
They got to do that. We take that to 10 more every time. So these boys, they don't believe us for longer than they build us. We're the best. Let's go whoop the.
So you get Fred Warner 90 minutes before kickoff, Baldy, giving that speech to his teammates, saying they don't even belong on the same field as us. We're the best. We're in the business of kicking ass there. And Fred Warner goes out there and sets the tone right away, forcing a fumble, punching out the ball on Breece Hall. And last year you were in Pittsburgh when Fred Warner decapitated Najee Harris and it felt like the game was over. So I want to start off this week's conversation giving some love to a defensive player. And Fred Warner, he hasn't skipped a beat, Baldy. What about that speech before the game? Hey, he's got to be ready to run through a wall right now.
You know what? You know what the best part about that speech is, Bonte? On the fourth play, he punched the ball out of Breece Hall's hands. And you know, to every Jet fan, they're like, "We're the same old Jets." You know, that's our second best offensive player. And Fred saw that Breece Hall had the ball in the wrong hand. He had it in his right arm, and as soon as he saw that, he took his right fist, balled it up, and punched it right out. He popped that balloon, and so you can give the speech. That's great. And it gets everybody like cranked up, but then you go out and you back it up. And that's what Fred does. He plays the game at a lightning speed because of his recognition, speed recognition, and then just the recklessness that he plays the game with. He sets the tone, to me, not just for the defense, for the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, he's just an absolute stud. It felt like he was making every single play out there until, I believe it was the second drive, Malik Collins just showed up in this game. And I was so impressed with him. I thought Leonard Floyd flashed in this game. Bosa, you know, forcing Aaron Rodgers up, and Floyd cleans it up. What did you see from this defensive line? Because people are going to look at the box score and say, oh, Bosa didn't have any sacks. I thought he was causing havoc.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, Malik was great. I mean, you look at the Jets. I mean, the Jets were talking all summer long about a rebuilt offensive line, three new starters. They spent a lot of money on these guys. Ollie Vera Tucker's a former first-round pick. Joe Tippmann's a second-round pick. Breece Hall ran 10 times for 25 yards in that first half. They whipped them up front. They absolutely whipped them. And really, when you watch Javon Hargrave and Malik Collins inside, they were basically basically carbon copies of each other. They both played the same way. They played with great pad level, with penetration. They didn't get moved off the ball, and they were disruptive. And if the Jets can't run the ball the way they couldn't, it makes it very difficult on Aaron Rodgers and anybody else to sustain offense. And they couldn't sustain offense in that first half.
Baldy here on the River Islands guest line live from Jets camp. He joins us every single week. We know at Baldy's breakdowns, the best of the business at doing it and recapping every single game from week number one. We'll get to Christian McCaffrey in just a second here, Baldy, but Jordan Mason, at least for a game. Where did this guy come from? What a bell cow he was Monday night, just running downhill with so much force. Shasky mentioned Marion Barber. That's who we reminded him of. Guru brought up Steven Jackson. I mean, whoever the hell he was, he ran the rock hard Monday. For at least a week, they didn't miss CMC because of the services of Jordan Mason.
Well, it's a classic, you know, next man up thing. But I mean, he drew a little bit of blood every time he ran the ball. I mean, he did not get back knocked backwards once the whole day. He took the fight to the Jets, and those are good linebackers in C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams. That's the foundation of this whole defense. They were invisible in this game. They didn't attack the line of scrimmage, and that's what the 49ers did. They got up in the grill of those guys, Dominic Booney, like Aaron Banks. Trent was a beast. They got busy up front, and then Jordan Mason just made him pay. And that's a sweet. I mean, 147 yards and 28 carries. Like, nobody could have predicted that against that front. But they made a Jets defense that's built around their defensive front seven. And they spent a lot of money and a lot of resources on those players. They made them look pretty pedestrian.
I want to highlight Dominic Pooney. I said to Bonte when I was watching the game in real time, I go, they've run the ball to the right side more in one half than I've seen them do what feels like in a full season. It's got to be the confidence of Kyle Shanahan, but it felt like they were also running at Quinnen Williams to slow him down as well. What did you see from Dominic Pooney, and what did you see from Kyle's offense in general in terms of mixing it up, running to that side?
Well, I've done a breakdown on Dominic Pooney in all four games he's played, three in preseason and this game. And even his coach at Kansas hit me up yesterday. They're real proud of him, but he just is, as much as you can be a natural at right guard, he's just a natural. He looks like he's played his game for 5 years. He doesn't make a mistake. He doesn't get beat. In fact, there was a play in the game, Joe, where they literally put C.J. Mosley on the center, and they wanted to isolate Quinnen Williams on Dominic Pooney in a pass rush situation, on a third down pass rush. They wanted their $100 million man one-on-one with the rookie, and they got him. And all he did was just stand tall and anchor down and not let Quinnen beat him. Now, there's not many guys one-on-one that Quinnen can't beat in this league. And when I saw Pooney stand up to Quinnen like that, I'm like, that's about as good an early test as you can get. That's that. In the run game, he takes great angles. He's got great power. He moves bodies because the 49ers are far more than just a finesse offense and a finesse offensive line. They move the line of scrimmage, and Pooley's a big part of that. They're not going to get him out of that. That's his position for the next 10 years. Like, he is the right guard for the future. There's nobody that's going to come in and take that job from him. So they found themselves a starter in the third round, and it's just amazing because you can't, in four games now, you can't find a bad play from him.
Wow. 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 Now you got Aaron Banks on one side, Dominic Pooney on the other side. You got Big Trent not allowing a pass rush at all. But the big story around here today, Baldy, is Christian McCaffrey. and the Achilles tendonitis, which popped up on the injury report last year. And you've been all over this. You've been saying this a long time. You said it about a month ago when he first had the calf strain, a guy coming off the touches that he had last season, well over 400 touches, that next season, it's not as productive. It goes awry, and this is a serious, serious injury. So first of all, you know, can his team, I guess, the question we've been asking, Baldy, is can his team overcome a loss of Christian McCaffrey? He's the offensive player of the year. We know that. He's a dynamic player. He's a Hall of Famer. But it does feel like with the playmakers they have, Baldy, they're equipped to play and play well without Christian McCaffrey for a long period of stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, I would, but you can't play at the same level without Christian McCaffrey. Mm. I mean, credit Jordan Mason and everything else on Monday night, but you're not going to play at the same level without him. He's just too much of a force for Kyle Shanahan to move around and put in different positions and exploit matchups in the passing game. But, you know, he has this history now. And I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan there is. But he has this history. He had 400 touches 1 year in Carolina, and he was banged up for much of the next two seasons. The problem is that he's such a worker.
Yeah.
You know, he's such a guy that his workouts are important. His training is important. It's hard for him to rest. And really, tendonitis is something, and I don't know exactly what the issue is, because we're all just hearing about it really for the first time, the extent of this thing. But tendonitis doesn't go away without rest for the most part. You can treat it with anti-inflammatories. There's things you can do. But an inflamed tendon, I don't care where it's at in the body, rest is usually the number one, bromide in order to get that cleared up. And so that's just not his mentality. So I got to see how they treat this right now.
Baldy, what did you make of them using Debo in the backfield between the tackles? And then specifically, because I had never seen this, but it reminded me of the old pro set formation where you had, instead of the fullback, though, in the backfield, the running back, in this case Debo, and at times Jordan Mason, was like offset in a single back formation from the quarterback, if that makes sense. I'm trying to like visualize it. He was 3 or 4 yards to the right of him and back whatever 5 yards. It was a unique look of a formation. Did you notice that as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, I did, Joe. And it's a good observation by you. And a couple things. One, I mean, there's a trickle down effect. There's no McCaffrey. So somebody has to spell Jordan Mason. So he gets 8 carries in the game and from a variety of ways. But I think one of the reasons why they offset them like they do in that formation, I've seen it a little bit around the league, is if you're the defender, if you're the defense right now and you're C.J. Mosley, like, are we going toss to that side and we're just going to get one gap further out wide? Or are we coming back underneath? You're a little bit unsure about where he's going from that position. And so if you're right next to the quarterback in a, you know, spread shotgun look, you're usually just a point of entry back and underneath handoff going the opposite direction. But if you're in that position, you really could be going either way. And I just think it puts the defense in a little bit of a bind about which direction he's going to go.
You know, Baldy, circling back to Christian McCaffrey and the Achilles tendonitis here. And I'm with you here. Like, Christian McCaffrey's a stud and what he does in the pass game or whatnot. You know, could they score 30 a game without him? It's possible, but you're right. They're not going to be as explosive. There's going to be a difference in the offense here. Did you have this injury? Do you have teammates who had this injury? And how did it end up here? Because it sounds like it's just a lingering injury and he may never be 100% for this football season.
These tendonitis is pretty mysterious. As quickly as it comes, it can also leave just as quickly. You just don't know. Like, one day you're going to wake up and it's going to feel good. But that's what you're counting on, is that it's going to go completely away. But you just never know when or how or if. You can treat it with all the ice and the stem and all the various treatments that are out there. PRP, like, I'm sure he's looking at everything. I'm sure the 49ers are as well. But look, his feet are everything. His ability to cut, to explode, If you can't do that, you can't be Christian McCaffrey. You can't be the elite back that we saw in every game last year. And so you if it was just a calf strain, you might be able to work around it. But like the problem is you don't want to inject it with anything. Like you just want it to heal naturally. And then it becomes, can you practice with it? Or are you just going to be a game day guy? It's very, very tricky. You want it to be completely healed, honestly. And if it takes 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it's better to do that and get them ready in October if it takes that. But the last thing you want to do is go out there thinking it feels pretty good and then just re-aggravate it and it doesn't leave. Because then it's a mental thing. Then you're thinking it's never going to go away. You want it to wake up one day and you just want to be able to bob up and down coming out of your bed and you don't feel it. You want it to feel like it did for 20 games a year ago.
Can they get to a Super Bowl without him?
It's a big challenge. It's a big challenge because who knows what other injuries might pop up, but he's your number one weapon in every phase of the game. And so, if Jordan Mason is your starter right now, okay, who's the backup? Like where's it go from there? Because he can't take 28 carries every game. Nobody can. And that's what he got the other day. And it's great. He responded. But then it's just a trickle-down effect. But you're going to lose a lot of the matchups and the creativity that Kyle's capable of. And he's the best at it in this business, maybe Sean McVay. But he's as good as anybody in this business. And you lose a lot of that creativity in the offense and things that you want to try and use against the Rams, use in big games, use in difficult spots, comeback games, things that you got to do. With him not being there, it lessens the opportunities.
So when I look at the team last year, we talked a lot about the DC, the coordinator, Steve Wilks, and getting the new guy in there, Sorensen, and having Brandon Staley. I saw some things that I hadn't seen as much. I saw a ton of press across the board. I saw them pressing on the outside, D'Amonor laying off. I saw Tig as the single high safety. I saw Odom as the single high safety. I saw Bosa switching sides with Leonard Floyd. I saw the various fronts. I saw more different stuff on the defensive side than I'd seen in maybe 3 or 4 years from this team. What did you see defensively, schematically, from the 49ers on Monday night?
Well, just challenging receivers. I mean, look, Lazard beat, the corner on the outside a couple of times. But, at least they were challenging him. Aaron saw it. He saw the matchups. He saw, some of the disguises and late stems, from Sorensen. And he got him a couple of times. But, at the end of the day, they scored basically 13 points with Aaron out there, and they put two drives together. And so I saw them basically, the Jets had five drives in the first half where they didn't get a first down. You never let them get into a rhythm. And so I think challenging the receivers is a big part. You saw a third down stop where, they didn't convert it. And so I think a big part is the trust in the corners to be able to hold up. I saw Domador make a great play down on the goal line, just from understanding his positioning where he's got to be a flex player. He's got to play the pass. He's got to play the run, and he played it perfectly. And so I feel like the players are responding. Look, Nick's always gone back and forth. He's going to pick his sides, and that's fine. The letters can play either side just as well. But I thought the defensive front really played a great game, especially against the run. And, they had to get better in that department, and they sure were on Monday night.
Baldy, you talk about the quarters pressing up and everything, but was there a lot of difference in between, say, a Nick Sorensen defense and a D'Amico Ryans defense? Because obviously last year Steve Wilks wasn't really his defense. He didn't really know the scheme and understand the scheme, so I don't know what the hell they were doing last year. But in terms of, like, what we saw from Saleh and D'Amico Ryans in this Y-9 system, how much different was it with Nick Sorensen, other than pressing on the corners? Were they playing a lot more games up front? Were they stunning more? Were they blitzing more? What did you see from that angle?
Not really many games. I mean, really, it was pretty vanilla because they had, the offense was having such great success.
Yeah.
And, the score divide just kept getting bigger and bigger. 26-7, you know, the third quarter. You got control of the game. You don't want to give them anything. There's no need to. You've got control of the game.
Right.
And so I think you got to just play smart. I think in a more competitive game, you're going to see more. And, you know, when they hold the Jets to 49 snaps total, and, you know, Aaron's out there for 40 snaps, I mean, you know, you got control of the game. You don't need to show a whole lot at that point.
Yeah, no doubt. 38 minutes of time of possession for the 49ers Monday night. Before we get you out of here, Baldy, looking ahead to Minnesota. They beat up on the New York Giants. Daniel Jones was not good at all. I'm looking at their defense. We know with Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson, they're going to have some good offensive plays. Aaron Jones running the ball well. But Brian Flores, as a defensive coordinator, what challenges will he present Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy in this offense without probably Christian McCaffrey this Sunday?
Well, they saw him last year. Brian Flores is very talented. They have a brand new defensive line. I mean, all four starters are new. And they caused all kinds of problems to Daniel Jones, to the offensive line. Nobody played well in New York. Daniel Jones walked into a lot of sacks that just aren't necessary. He didn't see the field well. So, look, Brian Flores is going to give you as many different looks as anybody in this whole business right now. So you got to be really patient. Kyle's going to study it real hard. I think you can learn a lot from their performance in Minnesota a year ago because the secondary is pretty much the same from a year ago. And so I think the fact that there's a blueprint for what Brian likes to do from how they played him a year ago can help game plan for this year.
All right, this should be a fun game. Where are you at this weekend, Baldy?
I'm going to Kansas City. Ooh. I'm going to see the Bengals and the Chiefs. Ooh. Late game, yeah. It's going to be, Patrick Mahomes with 10 days of rest and Xavier Worthy. I'm expecting fireworks in Kansas City.
Baldy, tell them that I hate them.
Well, I'm going to see you that week. I think it's week 6 or 7 when Kansas City visits you at Levi. I'll be out there that week.
Oh, boy.
So
let's go.
I can hear the hate. Yeah. Firsthand from you when I'm out there.
I need you to talk this guy off the ledge. He's thinking about Kansas City so much. The hell with Kansas City, Baldy.
So
I want Kansas City and New Orleans. To be the best, you got to beat the best. To be the man, you got to beat the man. The hell with the Chiefs, Baldy. I did see Baldy looking good, though, down there in Indianapolis with the Texans. Hey, yeah. Baldy, I'll leave this here. You don't have to reply to it, but don't be surprised if Houston is representing the AFC. That team is serious, Baldy. That's a serious bunch right there.
Yes, it is. Joe Mixon and Diggs make a big difference in that offense.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Baldy, have a great one, buddy.
You too, Baldy.
Great hearing your voice.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Yep. Appreciate
anytime.
You.
Brian Baldinger, River Islands guest line, breaking down the 49ers. What we can see in Minnesota, obviously the big takeaway is Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, he's worried.
And we asked him, can they play at the same level without CMC? Here's Baldy's answer.
But you can't play at the same level without Christian McCaffrey. Credit Jordan Mason and everything else on Monday night, but you're not going to play at the same level without him. He's just too much of a force for Kyle Shanahan to move around and put in different positions and exploit matchups in the passing game. But, you know, he has this history now, and I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan there is, but he has this history. He had 400 touches 1 year in Carolina, and he was banged up for much of the next two seasons.
That's Baldy on Christian McCaffrey. 888-95.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.